The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, half hour, well, I'm sorry, halftime, as 90 minutes in the book, 90 more still to go, and what a pleasant surprise. I was trying to track down my man. I was giving him lots of love in the first half of the show, but the man who handled everything with class last night, but a man that, like I said, for 40-plus years had a record with a franchise that had a ton of talent on it, Calvin Murphy joins us right now. And Murph, I said it while you were not listening, so I want to say it while you are. You handled everything just absolutely flat out perfectly, but I know how much that record meant to you. And as I said to people, I hate to bring size into it because you were just one hell of a player. And I mentioned what you averaged in college, but the fact that that record withstood time for 40 years has got to make you feel pretty proud.
Oh, absolutely, Joby. You know, first of all, the reason that record meant so much to me is because of my grandchildren. It meant so much to them. As far as I'm concerned, the 40 years that I was able to hold on to it was enough for me, you know, and I'm proud that I was able to have that record. Remember now, I was too small to play in this league.
Yes.
And, you know, when I left a legacy behind. Last night when James Harden broke it, all the stars lined up perfectly. That was an incredible game on his part. It was just simply incredible. When you talk about big events in the Rockets' history, the first one was Hakeem's quadruple-double.
Right.
And then last night for James Harden to get 60 points and have a triple-double, the first time in NBA history, and my record fell within that confine, it's impressive to me.
Murph, try and get him to do it with 9 pairs of socks on. Then he'd be doing something.
I've had people call me and ask me, you know, about the record. Did I want him to break it? Absolutely not. I don't want anything of mine to go away. But the fact that James Harden, who is a quality basketball player who eventually going to be in the Hall of Fame, broke it means a lot to me, simply because nobody snuck up and accidentally broke it. You know, it was inevitable it was going to happen.
So you're saying if Ryan Anderson had 56 and a whole quarter to go, it might have been a different story?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You're saying if Ryan Anderson had 56 entering the fourth quarter, it might have been a little different?
No. It was just, there was nothing that was going to stop James last night. It was a perfect evening for him to do it. And the fact that, you know, he only took 30 shots to get 60 points. Of course, you know, he got, 16 free throws. I mean, it was incredible. I'm proud that I held it for 40 years. I was proud that he was able to break it, and I was there to see it happen because it was history.
Murph, I got to ask, though, man. I know I was telling Joel, if it were me, I would have been dying on the inside trying to put on that brave face. Was there a little bit of sadness? Were you?
Not at all. Because if it had come down to that, I'd have just gone home and got my voodoo doll. That's all. Well, not at all. James Harden deserved that record the way he played last night. That's the bottom line. My day is over. My day is gone. All my contemporaries, nobody even talks about anymore, and I'm still standing. So I have nothing to be upset or sad about.
No,
I'm still here.
Murph, I was talking about it, too, because people don't realize, what'd you average your senior year, 40?
Yes.
So you averaged 40 points a game in college, and then, like you said, you come into the league, and no one thinks that you're even supposed to be playing in the league, whether it be size or otherwise. And to have that record stand that long, when you talk about the likes of Hakeem and Moses and Clyde and all the guys, Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming, You saw them come and go, and the beauty of it was, like someone said, you were able to be there the entire way watching them and realizing that that was one record that withstood that the test of time for so long. That says a whole hell of a lot about your career.
Oh, absolutely. And I also got to mention, I was very pleased with the comments that James Harden made about me, and I really think they were sincere. You know, James and I, over the last couple of years, have gotten to be pretty close, and we talk, you know, a great deal about things. And for him to take me along for the ride, you know, was very nice. If you remember, years ago when I had the free throw shooting record and Larry Bird went at it, nobody knew about that record until Larry Bird went after it.
Yeah.
The same thing here with this record. Nobody really understood 40 years of a record standing until James Harden went on it. Now, with that being said, they got to take the Murph along for the ride. So I ain't mad about nothing.
Murph, you think it'll be another 40 years before somebody breaks Harden's record now?
Well, you know, the way the game is played today, I don't think so. The way the game is played today, you know, he might even break his own record.
That's what I was thinking. I really was.
You know, but the way the game is played today, where you can't touch anybody and there's so many talented shooters out there, you know, I doubt if it's going to last as long as it did while I had it.
All right, well, you said it, so I'm going to ask you, if you played in today's game where nobody could touch you, what would the record be? Because I'm sure you would hold it. What would you have? How much could you put up?
Well, you know, that's a good question. The way they're playing today, and don't forget the three-point line.
Uh-huh.
Anything could happen. But, you know, when I look back on that record right now, you know what upsets me? I missed 3 foul shots that night.
Oh, really?
I missed 3 foul shots that night, and
did
I'm telling
you, really?
You why I missed it. I saw 60 points, you know, stare me in the face, and I choked.
Oh,
first time in my career, because
wow.
I wanted that 60.
Now, Murph, you see a guy like Isaiah Thomas, and I know you, I used to field the calls for you and to figure out who we would do the interviews with, but even his game is different than your game. And as you look up and equate, that's why to Barry's question, it's so good because, you know, he has a totally different game than you had. And I think in this day and age, if you were in your prime, you could excel in this league regardless.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Joby. You know, you've got to remember now, when I played, I had a roller coaster career because I played for 7 coaches in my career with the Rockets. So there was times when I was starting, and there was times when I wasn't playing, and then of course when we got to the World Championship, when I actually thought nobody in the world could deal with me because the big men were too slow and the little men couldn't get my shot, and the only one that could stop me, and that was Dale Harris by benching me. But with that being said, and you know, I feel very, very blessed on what I did accomplish, and when I sat there and watched James Harden perform, it was an honor to see somebody of that quality coming after me. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And that told me something, as I explained to my grandson this morning, because you know Calvin Jr. III was really upset. I said, baby, they were coming after me. I wasn't going after anybody. That's a great honor to set a record where people are coming to get what you had. And now he understands, and that's the way
awesome.
I feel.
Yeah. And Murph, keep in mind
nothing,
now, you...
And I'm going to say one more time, I have nothing to be upset about. It could not have worked out any better for James and for Calvin Murphy.
Now, keep in mind, though, you didn't have the hand check rule. But people knew well before Roy Jones Jr., and I know you're a boxing aficionado, but pound for pound, I know that the best fighter in the damn NBA was Calvin Murphy, and if you got too close of him, you might catch something in the mouth.
Yo, you had to bring that up. You know, when we played, technicals were only $25. You could knock somebody
man!
For $25 if they called it. You got to remember now, me and Sidney Wixon got into a fight, and we fought for 10 minutes. When it was over, we got into the fast break and kept on playing.
Damn! Hey, Murph, between you and I, but you didn't hug it out after the game, did you?
Absolutely not.
There's a backstory on that one. I wasn't going to bring Sidney Wicks up, but I was going to say the one guy I know that you wouldn't fight was Al Addles.
Man, you couldn't melt me and pour me on Al Addles. Are you kidding me? Allie hit you on Monday and you don't fall down until Friday. You must be crazy.
I was going to say.
I'd rather fight a gorilla with a switch than getting taken up with Al Adams.
Because I said in today's game, you hear Tony Allen, Zach Randolph, all these guys you don't mess with. I'm like, you go back in Murph's day, you didn't have just one or two. You had like 16 to 20.
Oh, please. Like I'm telling you, there were guys in the league that they were just put on the teams just to be the enforcer.
The goon.
And these guys are guarding you. They're headlocking you. You know, they got you in a half Nelson, and you still had to score. And because of it, every now and then you had to show that you were able to bob and weave a little bit to make them behave.
No, you didn't bob and weave. You threw haymakers, too. I know, because I told you growing up.
You know me. I'm getting mine first.
Yes. I said growing up, the Rockets always played a Sunday afternoon game in Milwaukee, and I think for like six straight years, Murph got thrown out throwing a haymaker at somebody. It was awesome. Now, Murph, the reason why I said all this, too, is because of the fact that I don't want people that they see you on TV and just think of you as with the guy with the suits that you got to go home and water so that they grow right. I wanted people to know that there was actually more to it than just the suit game.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up. People have no idea who I really was. Those suits have redefined me in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, they think that I was some kind of little Lily that was a playboy. They have no idea that my career was done in dungarees and overalls. Got those suits.
That's good stuff.
That's great stuff, Murph. Man, you know I always love catching up with you. And by the way, we're doing Way Back Wednesday today. We're doing songs that pre-2000 that were actually sampled in songs nowadays that are more current. But I know you love music and you love you some James Brown. So believe me, we got a little James Brown for you on the playlist today.
Hot dog, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go, right there.
The one song I want you to play for me is I Feel Good.
There it is.
Murph, you know I love you, brother. Thanks for checking in with us and keep doing what you do. We love watching you on TV.
Love you more, Joby.
All right, buddy. Calvin Murphy right there on our HRNP listener line. The man, the myth, and the man whose record just fell legend. After 40 years. He is a legend.
That was
Calvin
fun.
Murphy. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's like family to me. He's a good dude.
I like his old school jokes, too.
Yeah. Let me tell you
I'd rather fight a gorilla with a switch. That's great.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The Sidney Wicks part, we got all we could get out on the air. But Sidney Wicks back in the day might have hung out with Billy Squire. You just don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to get back to the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.